Near the Philadelphia sites that Americans recognize as the birthplace of this country, there's a small memorial to a man most do not know. However, it's this man, born an ocean away, that perhaps turned the tide of the very revolution that formed a new nation. His story is next on The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Thaddeus Kosciuszko was born in 1746 in what was then the Lithuanian-Polish Commonwealth, now a part of modern-day Belarus. He received education in both Warsaw and Paris and felt a draw to travel an ocean away to fight in a war close to his heart.
Kosciuszko is sympathetic to the American cause. He has military and engineering skills that he wants to put to use. So in 1776, he's 30 years old. He sails to America.
Jay Hinesley is a supervisory park ranger at Independence National Historical Park, which oversees the Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial. When Kosciuszko arrived in Philadelphia, he presented himself to the Continental Congress, and based on his education, was immediately put to work designing fortifications for the city.
Then he gets sent to New York. He spends a couple of years up there, and among other things, he'll design the fortifications at West Point.
Perhaps his greatest feat took place at Saratoga, where Kosciuszko's work made a lasting impact.
General Horatio Gates, who was in charge of that campaign, really credits Kosciuszko's engineering skills with helping to win the victory at Saratoga. So the British surrender almost 6,000 troops, and it's really the turning point in the war. So what convinces France to come in on the American side?
Jay says Kosciuszko's mind saw the landscape in a unique way that proved pivotal in many battles during the American Revolution. He longed to not only be an engineer, but to be in the thick of the battle itself. He got his chance.
So he will command and lead troops. In fact, right up to the end of the war, he's involved in one of the final battles in the South. He ends the war as a brigadier general.
There's more to this story, though, including Kosciuszko's unique will that says much on his thoughts about freedom. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.